Good evening. And welcome to everyone who's joining us on the internet. We're not going to go into the book tonight. And in fact, our get-together will be relatively brief. But there's something I want to illuminate for everyone. There was a sign I observed today that said, the first gift of Christmas was a savior. Indeed, it is appropriate. It's on the mark to recognize that I was and am a gift. But it's not enough to know that. You must also know that you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and all of you are a gift. And what was it about me that made me a gift? It was the fact that I did the two-step. It was the fact that I practiced the holy instant. It was the fact that I constantly said, Father, what is the truth here? And that is what I gave expression to. When I did that, God's laws prevailed. The dead were raised, the sick were healed, the lame walked, the withered were made whole. But more than that, I did not join with everyone in their ignorance of who they were. I did not join with them in the belief that they were just an organism, a product of a physical interaction of a sperm and an egg, a fluke of nature. I did not join with them in that. I did not join in mutual agreement with their definitions. And I gave voice to contrary perspectives. Not just contrary, not just different by design, but contrary and different because when I opened my mouth, I gave utterance to the Father's perspective. I gave utterance to the Father's intent in that moment, in that place, relative to myself and relative to everyone else. As a result, God's laws prevailed. Transformation occurred. Again, the most significant teaching, the most significant learning that occurred as the result of the gift that I was and the gift that I gave was that much of mankind became significantly and deeply aware of the fact that they weren't orphans. That indeed, they were the offspring of a father, not chance, not happenstance, not evolution, but a divine God, the governor of all, the creator of all, and that as the sons and daughters of God as the offsprings of God. Their birthright was just like mine, and their birthright was far greater than their poor concepts allowed them to believe about themselves. And as a result, they kept themselves bound to lack, limitation, sin, disease, and death. Now, here it is what is called Christmas time. And you have the opportunity to be the gift. You have the opportunity to practice the holy instant. You have the opportunity to engage in the two-step. But you know, although the first gift of Christmas may have been a Savior, a secondary or byproduct type of gift that seems to be associated with Christmas now is depression. In fact, when Christmas is discussed intellectually as a time of year and as an event, almost always depression is brought up as associated with that event. And so, what happens? Because it's incorporated into the conversation about the event of Christmas, a teaching is occurring. And those who listen say, wow, I wasn't aware of that. Gee, ever since I was little, I always had fun with Christmas. But maybe it's right. And so, through insinuation and beliefs being expressed, a mutual agreement is arrived at. And people thoughtlessly agree. Why, yes. You know, now that I stop and look at everyone, I see that not everyone is so happy. And you know, that people are talking about the stress of Christmas and, Black Friday shopping, the horrible shopping day in which the best deals can be gotten, but which causes depression in the midst of engaging in the act of being thoughtful and giving, you see. And slowly, in one way or another, you find yourself becoming depressed at Christmas. All because of a false education arising out of ignorance that amounted to a teaching that formed a mutual agreement. Well, you know what? This year, this Christmas, be disagreeable. Disagree with that. Disagree with your willingness to indulge in depression. And don't allow the idea that the stresses of doing good are bound to cause you to be depressed and have a miserable holiday. Disagree. Challenge it. Don't embrace it. And engage immediately in the two-step. You want to know something? Depression is never something initiated within you by you. Depression is always the result of an invitation presented to you to agree to something. And what is it that you're invited to agree with? Another's declaration of his or her misery. Another's invitation to you to understand their problem. Well, I'll tell you something. The invitation to understand a problem is the stickiest wicket you could ever involve yourself with. it will never constitute part of the correction of a problem. Now, on the other hand, I really challenge each and every one of you this Christmas holiday, this Hanukkah holiday, this celebration time of year. I challenge every one of you not to employ the invitation of understanding your problem to someone else. If you are going to engage with anyone else relative to a problem, let it be for the sole purpose of wanting to get to the correction of the problem, to get to the answer of the problem. If you're going to be talking about a problem, let it be entirely in the context of the dawning in you of the clarity that causes the problem to become a non-problem. A practice of the two-step that constitutes a joining with your Father, with your Source, in the act of which you demonstrate who you are and what your birthright is, and as a result of which clarity dawns on you that moves you into the area where God's laws prevail, into the arena where correction, transformation, healing occurs. Do not waste one moment of the rest of this season trying to get others to understand your problem. The saying is, misery loves company. That's just another way of saying mutual agreements are the modus operandi of life. You don't want to be involved with others in a mutual agreement as to a problem and why it's real and why you must feel miserable and why you can't possibly take any steps to alter the situation, because the misery of it immobilizes you. You see? When you feel yourself just becoming depressed, don't just accept it. Don't just say, oh, I'm getting depressed. It's the stress of the holidays. No. If you find yourself becoming depressed, immediately realize someone is making an invitation. You are being invited to understand a problem and commiserate with that one about it, even though there's been no outward communication whatsoever. If you realize that it's an invitation and not an actuality, you won't get sucked into it. And you will find that the initial stages of depression will simply dissolve. They will leave because you haven't been fooled into the distraction of thinking that you're depressed because you're stressed. You see? No. You're depressed because someone is inviting you to engage in an activity you don't want to engage in. You don't want to engage in the mutual agreement that a circumstance, a set of circumstances, are in actuality depressing, and that you have no choice but to be depressed until the depression lifts. No. So, I'm giving you a big heads up, because you can spend the rest of these holidays not suffering from depression when you realize that all that's happening is an invitation is extended, that you can not accept, that you can refuse to accept, that you can write on return to sender. Period. Done. commiserating with another in a mutual agreement as to the reality of suffering does not constitute the two-step, and it does not constitute the practice of the holy instant, and it does not bring into play in you what was brought into play in me, which was not to agree, to disagree with the mutually agreed upon definitions, and from a connection with my Father, and you with a connection with your Father, share the truth. You see? It isn't just a matter of being disagreeable. You are disagreeing and replacing what you're disagreeing with the clarity of truth. Put others in the position of practicing the holy instant. Put others in the position of engaging in the two-step. Don't just agree with them. Disagree and point them in the right direction. Bring into play that which is healing, whether they follow through with it or not. This is a time of gifting. You are the gift that the Father gives constantly. Now you be that which makes a constant gift of the Father. It's your function, and it's the way you wake up. It's the simplicity of the Christmas message. And this should be the last Christmas that any of you spends not knowing who you are. I love you all. And I look forward to being with you next time.